as I started down the process of learning how to wholesale, I set a goal for myself to be in 4 wholesale boutiques by the end of the year. Within 3 months, I was in 120 boutiques all across North America. So needless to say, by December of that year, I was in over 500 boutiques and I have never looked back. And 2 years later, I was able to leave my corporate sales executive job and focus full time on my entrepreneurial dreams and passions. Hi, friends. Welcome to She Sells Differently, the show for aspiring women entrepreneurs looking to overcome the fear of selling and grow thriving businesses from a place of authenticity and confidence. I'm Andy Hart, and it wasn't all that long ago that I was a sales executive for a Fortune 500 company. But I knew in my heart that I was called to use my gifts for something more, something different. That's exactly why I created the She Sells Differently podcast. Each episode is going to deliver you business strategies, tools, and mindset shifts to help set you and your brand apart from our culture's expectations. It's time to elevate your sales and build a profitable, sustainable business you're proud of. One built on integrity, grace, and humility. It's time to learn how to sell differently. Welcome to She Sells Differently. I am so excited you're here today. I am going to be talking about scaling your product-based business with wholesaling. I often talk to so many product-based businesses that are interested in getting started with wholesaling, but they really have no idea how to get started. Wholesaling can seem like such a foreign concept to so many small business owners and can often just be daunting and overwhelming. And so you really just need someone to hold your hand. And so today I'm going to give you just a high-level overview and point you in the right direction, and then also tell you about She Sells Wholesale, which is brand new 4-week guided cohort that I offer and that teaches you everything you need to know to get started with wholesaling for your product-based business. One of the biggest challenges I see with product-based businesses is they just feel stuck. They feel stuck in growing and scaling their business. And often the reason they're stuck is they are struggling with lead generation. They're struggling with getting their brand and their products in the hands of their consumers on a much broader scale. Oftentimes what happens in these scenarios is they keep on doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And let me give you an example. I find this often prevalent in the holiday season. So makers will go to pop-up market after pop-up market and they will run themselves ragged and just get burnt out in a season that is supposed to be joyful and spent with family. And instead, they're spending their weekends working long hours selling their products. And this is such an example of working harder and not smarter. And so today we are going to talk about scaling your product-based business with wholesaling and talk about the benefits of wholesaling and understanding, is wholesaling right for your business? So what is wholesaling? In the context of product-based businesses, wholesaling refers to selling goods in larger quantities at a lower unit price to retailers, distributors, and potentially even other wholesalers rather than selling directly to consumers. So this business model, it's typically used by companies as a strategy to expand their reach and increase sales volumes without having to sell item by item to an end user. So here are a couple of key aspects of wholesaling. Number one, it's bulk sales. So products are sold in large quantities. And so this often requires the buyer to purchase a minimum number of units or a minimum purchase price. The second key aspect is price point. So due to the large volume of goods that the buyer is purchasing, the price point is usually much lower than the retail price. Oftentimes in wholesaling, you will hear the term keystone pricing. Keystone pricing is generally 50% of what the MSRP or manufacturer's suggested retail price. That is typically a wholesale industry standard that a wholesale price point be 50% of the MSRP. And that provides room for the retailer to mark it up and to have room to make a profit when they sell the unit to the end consumer. The third key aspect of wholesaling is relationship building. And this is perhaps my favorite piece of wholesaling because this is really where success comes in wholesaling and creating a business where wholesaling thrives. It really establishes and maintains good, thriving relationships with retailers, ensuring that they are successful in selling your products and that they are constantly coming back and purchasing your products from you time and time again. So now let's talk about what wholesaling is not, because this is often confusing for so many of my clients when they are brand new, just starting out, looking into wholesaling for their business. They'll come to me and they'll say, "Andy, I already have a wholesale client." When in reality, what they have is a consignment offer. So what's the difference? A consignment offer is when a retailer will offer you shelf space, but they will not pay for your product until they sell your product. So how does that benefit the retailer? It benefits them because they don't have to buy your product up front. There's no risk. And so if and when they sell your product, they will keep a percentage of the profit, usually anywhere between 25 to 40%, and then they will pay you out your payment after the product is sold. Now, you may be thinking, "Hey, I get a bigger profit percentage if I do consignment." But here's the risk to you as the business owner. Your product is sitting on a shelf. You don't know how long your product is potentially sitting there. It's being handled. It's potentially being damaged. And if the retailer decides they don't want to carry your product on their shelves anymore, then they have every right to hand the product back to you. And you potentially have inventory now that is damaged. And what are you going to do with damaged inventory? There's not much worth or value to you as a business owner. So unless you have a thriving consignment opportunity that is proven successful, I will generally encourage my clients to seek and negotiate wholesale opportunities with potential retailers. Wholesale opportunities actually create a win-win scenario for both you as the product maker and the retailer as well. And here's why. It takes the risk off of you as the product maker, and you are getting paid upfront for your product. Or even if you have terms negotiated with your retailer, it's a guaranteed payment. You're not actually waiting for your product to sell and wondering if you're going to be paid for your product and having your inventory tied up sitting on a retailer's shelves when you could be selling that product elsewhere. And for the retailer, there's costs that come associated with running their shop and carrying your inventory. There's also risk associated with that as well. If they purchased your product upfront and they carry your inventory, they're assuming risk that potentially your product won't sell in their shop. So when they enter into a wholesale agreement, they get a little bit better profit margins than they do in a consignment agreement. So here's what you really want to know. How can wholesaling help you scale and grow your product-based business? I'm going to give you four different ways. The first, wholesaling helps expand your reach. It gives you access to new markets, to new customers in a completely different way than just selling direct to consumer will give you. Number two, it increases your sales volume like never before. Leveraging wholesaling to sell larger quantities of your products will blow your mind in how much product you can move when you are selling massive quantities per order versus fulfilling 1, 2, maybe 3 units at a time. Number three, it builds your brand visibility and credibility through partnerships with retailers. And number four, it generates consistent revenue streams because those retailers that you've developed partnerships with, they are going to continue to come back and purchase from you time and time again. So if you are listening to this and you're thinking, I would love to start wholesaling, but I have no clue how to get started, I want to let you know I was actually in your shoes several years ago. I knew I had a beautiful product. I had started hand pouring candles during the pandemic, as I'm sure a lot of people started a new hobby during the pandemic when we were all stuck at home and needed something to keep us occupied, right? So I knew I had a beautiful product, and the entrepreneur mind in me thought, I want to start making money with this. And then it kept going from there. And I knew that I could start wholesaling these. And so as I started down the process of learning how to wholesale, I set a goal for myself to be in 4 wholesale boutiques by the end of the year. Within 3 months, I was in 120 boutiques all across North America. So needless to say, by December of that year, I was in over 500 boutiques and I have never looked back. And 2 years later, I was able to leave my corporate sales executive job and focus full time on my entrepreneurial dreams and passions. If you want to hear the full story, you can definitely tune in to episode 102 of the She Sells Differently podcast. And I'll put a link to that episode in the show notes. But my point in saying this is that if you have a dream and you want to learn something, you can absolutely do it. So a couple of guidelines for getting prepared and getting started to wholesale your products. First, really hone in and know your target market. This will enable you to find and identify the right retailers for your product. Second, make sure that you really know your cost and your pricing is set for profitability. When you calculate your pricing strategy, you want to make sure that you are set up for profitability while also remaining competitive in the market. And you also want to ensure that you create compelling wholesale packages. So what that means is that you're packaging your products and your marketing materials to attract potential retailers, and that your products and your packaging, they create an experience and they tell your brand story. And then fourth, that you negotiate favorable terms and agreements with your retailers that create win-win scenarios for both you and the retailer. If all of this seems overwhelming to you, imagine having access to proven strategies, resources, and templates that could streamline the wholesale process and save you time and energy and avoid all of the mistakes like I made when I first started wholesaling. Picture yourself confidently walking into a store and pitching your products with ease and negotiating terms that not only benefit your business, but also build strong, lasting partnerships with retail stores. That is exactly why I created She Sells Wholesale, which is a guided 4-week training program designed to empower product-based businesses with effective strategies and resources to streamline the wholesale process. It's a comprehensive solution that not only addresses the common struggles faced by product-based businesses, but also equips business owners with the tools they need to succeed in the wholesale market. It's more than just a product or a training program. It's actually a reflection of my journey as a candle maker turned successful business owner, and it embodies resilience and determination and a belief that with the right knowledge and guidance, anyone can achieve their goals. I only open the doors twice a year, and they are currently open right now when this episode drops. So if you are interested, go to andyhart.com/wholesale and you can learn more and how to join. That is Andy Hart, andyhart.com/wholesale to learn more. And if the doors happen to be closed when you're listening to this, you can always join the waitlist and you will get up-to-date information the next time the doors open. That's all for today. Join me next week where we will have a very special guest, my longtime mentor, that is going to be sharing countercultural leadership principles. This is going to be an episode you do not want to miss, an episode for everyone, no matter who you are. You are going to want to listen to this episode because there is going to be something for everyone in this episode next week. So make sure you check it out. Same time next week. See you then. All right, that's a wrap on today's episode of She Sells Differently. Friends, it would be a huge blessing to me if you would take 2 seconds to rate and subscribe to my podcast. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Until then, I'm cheering you on in your entrepreneurial journey. See you next time.